manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and George, who works here at the studio, has put our programs from the American Freedom Network onto MP3 discs. If you're interested, there are three of them now. There are about 20 to 22 programs on each CD, and they're in MP3 format. There's one on the dark side, one on globalism, one on the Middle East, and I think that he's getting I think they're ordinarily $60. I think they're $50 now, but you can get all three of them for $120 if you're interested. Why don't you call the studio here, ask for George, and ask about the MP3 discs. You're talking about 60 programs here. If you can stand to list 60 of our programs, he's got an excellent quality, excellent job. So they are available, the MP3 programs of my programs, and I have no financial interest in this at all. We just want to get the information out. So call the studio here, and certainly you can order them from George. Well, with us this morning is our good friend, Pastor David Whitney, and we're going to be talking about, once again, the Constitution of the United States. This is the very foundation of our freedom, and this is what the elitists hate. That's why they've made sure it's not taught in our schools, where lawyers learn to the law. They just don't teach the Constitution. They teach you what judges have said about it. This is why they don't teach the secret of our Constitution in high school or in grammar school or in universities. Why? Because the secret is we've got to limit the power of government. Liberty and limited government are synonymous. Our founding fathers believed in the Bible, and they believed that men in their hearts are basically evil. That's why you can't trust them with power. So what does the Bill of Rights do? It limits the power of government. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Congress shall make no law. It didn't mean we wouldn't have laws at the state and the local level. It was to limit the power of the federal government, because they realized it would be much easier to have one centralized dictatorship than 13 dictatorships in one in each state, or today it would be 50 dictatorships. It would be much harder for the wicked people to control 50 states, so there'd be no place to hide rather than one state. And so, but you see, the wicked people have already been here. The secret societies were here at the time when America was created, and even before that. Have always wanted to centralize all power in Washington, D.C. But to do that, they have to violate the laws. They have to be traitors and treasonous. And they can't let you common people know that. So they've hidden what they're doing, and that's why what Pastor David Whitney and the Institute of the Constitution are doing is so important, because they're bringing out the truth about our Constitution. And if you believe in the Constitution, then you recognize that what the members of Congress and the Senate and the executive branch of government, yes, and even our Supreme Court are doing is usually treasonous. So with that as the background, Pastor David Whitney, thanks so much for being with us again.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's always a pleasure to be on your show, because, as you say, it's vitally important that the people understand these principles, and they're certainly not going to hear about them in the media, which is controlled by those New World Order goons, nor are they going to hear about it in the school systems, nor are they going to hear about it just about anywhere. But it needs to be a message loudly proclaimed and a message that's understood by every American in order to defeat this New World Order, in order to take our government back from basically criminals, people who break the law. What are they? They're law breakers. And when we look at our federal government and what our federal government has been and is currently doing, we compare that with our Constitution, which, by the way, is the supreme law of the land. Ask yourself, what's a supreme law? It means that no law made can violate that law. So the supreme law of our land is the United States Constitution. Therefore, any law made by any lawmaker is just worthless unless it conforms completely with the United States Constitution. And, of course, the way these goons get away with their violation of the law is not allowing the people or not instructing the people in what their civic duty is, to know the Constitution, to make their decisions at the ballot box based upon the Constitution. Is the candidate I'm going to vote for abiding by the Constitution? Does he swear to uphold? Does he even understand the Constitution? Has he even read the Constitution? I ran for office here this past November in the state of Maryland, and I was astonished that most of the candidates competing with me running for office had not even read the Maryland State Constitution. They didn't even know their own job description, what they were supposed to do when they did take office. And that's a problem we seek to remedy here at Institute on the Constitution. Well, your point about the limitations placed on our federal government is exactly the reason why our founders insisted on a Bill of Rights. You recall that the ratification debates that took place in all 13 states, one of the arguments against ratifying the Constitution as proposed was that there wasn't a Bill of Rights. In fact, the Constitution never would have been ratified had there not been a promise laid down, a solid promise, that there would be a Bill of Rights as soon as the Congress convened, and that's exactly what they did. James Madison and others worked diligently to put together, actually they proposed 12, only 10 of them passed. The first we've already looked at, the First Amendment. Today we're going to look at the Second Amendment, which is extremely important to understand because I can guarantee you have been lied to about the Second Amendment repeatedly. If you've ever turned on the radio, the television, ever opened a newspaper, a magazine, but you have been lied to repeatedly. Americans have been lied to about the Second Amendment. And we're going to discover why these New World Order goons consider it so important to distort your understanding and distort your perception of what the Second Amendment actually says. Because they cannot carry out what they plan to carry out of making us all slaves of the New World Order. They can't accomplish that unless they completely destroy the power of the Second Amendment in the minds of the people and in legal reality as it's treated. But at this point in the history of our country, the Constitution still is the supreme law of the land. Anybody violating this law is a lawbreaker. They need to be removed from office. They need to be replaced by someone who will follow the U.S. Constitution, who will obey the limitations placed upon the federal government. It's as if you want to put a mental picture, the limits are the Bill of Rights.
We'll be back here in just a moment with our special guest here at the Radio Liberty at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Come and celebrate Hanukkah with the Beth Messiah Congregation on Shabbat, Saturday, December the 16th, 10:30 a.m., located at 8333 Acoma Way. Bring your 9-branched Hanukkiahs and your delicious latkes. Special guest speaker Obadiah Frank, author of The Watchman's Cry. Also, a special praise dance with the Daughters of Zion. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. And we'll see you December the 16th at Beth Messiah Congregation and celebrate Hanukkah.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute on the Constitution. David, go right ahead.
Well, someone once gave me a bumper sticker that I think sums it up very, very succinctly. The Second Amendment, defender of the rest. That's the view our founders had, that the Second Amendment was vitally important because it was the final check against a tyrannical form of government. If you have a tyrannical form of government, you can go to the ballot box and try to vote them out of office. You can take other measures of protest and, filing with them to say you are in violation, impeachment needs to take place. You could do many, many things, but in the final push, if a government is going to be tyrannical and not respond to any of the steps you take, the final defender of your God-given rights is the right to keep and to bear arms. The Second Amendment says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And this is one of the strongest statements in the restrictions placed upon the government, that there's no way in which the government can have any infringement upon the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Now, the goons who want to change our form of government and want to suppress us all into slavery, they have proposed that really the founders didn't mean what those words obviously mean to the average reader. Oh, what they really meant was a collectivist sense of the right to keep and bear arms, so that the Second Amendment, they would argue, only protects the right of the people collectively to bear arms, which means the state maintains a National Guard, the state maintains a police force, so the police have a right to keep and bear arms, or the National Guard, but not the individual, just the collectivist view. Now, it's very easy to defeat this false interpretation of the Second Amendment, because the Bill of Rights is written to secure what? The collective rights of people? No, it's written to secure the individual rights. The First Amendment talks about your individual right to freedom of religion, your individual right to freedom of speech, etc. So it would be very easy to defeat this view by saying, oh, if that's true, if the collectivist view applies to the Second Amendment, then it must also apply to the First Amendment. And this would mean that for example, take the freedom of the press. Well, if you have a collectivist view of the interpretation of the freedom of the press, it would mean this. Oh, the right of the people to have a free press collectively as governed by the government. In other words, the government is the only one that has the freedom of the press. The individual citizen then wouldn't have the freedom to publish their own newsletter or newspaper or magazine or books or anything at all. Only the government would have the freedom. Wait a minute. We know that that's not the proper interpretation of the freedom of the press. That's a communist interpretation, that only the government has the right to publish a newspaper or magazine or so forth. So it's very simple to defeat that argument by simply applying that interpretation that's made of the Second Amendment to the First Amendment and say there's no way that our founders intended free speech to mean only government can print or freedom of the press, that only government can print books and newsletters and magazines. This collectivist view would say because the Second Amendment mentions the militia as the reason for this right, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's because it mentions that the militia is the reason for this right to keep and bear arms. Well, we can defeat that view by just going back and asking, what did the word militia mean to our founders? Not what does it mean today? Today it has been grossly distorted by the media as they have attacked the state militias that have risen up, because what has happened in our generation is that people have forgotten the original understanding of what a militia was about. Today we have what most people hear about as National Guard. Now, the National Guard, that the term itself, flies in the face of what our Constitution talks about. And nowhere in our Constitution will you find the phrase National Guard. You will find militia. As a matter of fact, if you study the details, as we did when we looked at the executive branch, the army, the United States is never to have a standing army. That was the clear intention of our founders. The army really was state militias. Each state was to have a militia. The militia was under the rulership of the governor of that state until, and only until, that militia was called up for federal service. And the only act that could call that militia up for federal service was a declaration of war by Congress. Then if a declaration of war by Congress is made, the state militias are yielded over to the federal government to serve in the national army. But there is no national army in our Constitution, only state militias. And our founders wisely did this. You see, they saw European history. They studied it. They knew it. And they knew that whenever you have a standing army sitting there in reserve in a time when there isn't war, somebody is going to use that army, the most powerful person in the country. They're going to use that army to do things other than to simply defend the country from invasion. They're going to use that army likely to build an empire. And you look at the European countries, that's exactly what they did. You have the French Empire and the German Empire and the British Empire, biggest of all the empires and so on. And how did they maintain their empires? With a standing army running around the world fighting battles that really had nothing to do was securing the borders of their nation or protecting their citizens. They had everything to do with building an empire so the wealthy and the powerful could become richer and more wealthy, more powerful, etc. Nothing to do with really securing the God-given rights of the individual citizen.
And don't forget the Navy. I mean, the British had a Navy that and the sun at one time never set on the British Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And today, the sun never sets on the American Empire. They cannot tell the American people what we're really doing, because most people just want to live in, but there's an elite who want to use the military and financial power of America for an entirely different purpose, and that is to create a world government that they will control.
And it really, that world government has nothing to do about securing your rights, and in fact, it is the exact opposite of stealing and violating all of your God-given rights to make you a slave of those powerful and wicked men at the top.
Right.
And so our founders never wanted a standing army, and their check against having a standing army was to have a militia. And the militia is under the control of the state, specifically under the control of the governor of each state. If we want to understand that word militia, we actually have to go back to the first American dictionary. Noah Webster published it in 1828. That dictionary gives us definitions that our founders would have understood the words to mean. In other words, the meaning of words hadn't been distorted as they have hundreds of years later now. But Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary defines the militia of a country as the able-bodied men organized into companies, regiments, and brigades with officers of all grades and required by law to attend military exercise on certain days only, but at other times left to pursue their usual occupations. So these are not professional soldiers. These are all the citizens who are law-abiding citizens. They have their own guns, their own weapons, and at certain days they're required to attend military exercises and train and be prepared in case there is an invasion, in case there is a necessity for the militia to be activated either in that state itself or in these United States called up at a federal level. So it was never to be a standing army, never to be a professional army. It was just the average law-abiding citizens that were part of that.
And it was never to send them over to overseas to fight for democracy and impose democracy on a group of people that don't want democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Have an entirely different worldview.
That's right. And
they're sending our National Guard over there, taking them away from their homes, you know, and totally destroying their lives in the name of, because George Bush, well, the people who control George Bush, have this globalist view. That's what this war is all about. It's about globalism. It certainly isn't about helping the Iraqi people.
And certainly not about defending us from terrorism, which is what they want us to believe it's
right.
about. It's about putting forth that new world order. Well, and our founders weren't coming up with a brand new idea. The idea of the militia was ancient in English law, at least from the reign. We have a record from the reign of Alfred the Great back at 871 to 899 is when Alfred the Great reigned, and he required all able-bodied men to purchase weapons. In other words, they had to make their own expenditure, purchase their own weapons, maintain their own weapons, and be ready and available for military duty. They were not a standing army. They were not a professional fighting force. And so this is a false interpretation of the word militia that the goons are pushing forward, that says it's a collectivist view because of the word militia. No, if we understand the structure our founders established, we know the Second Amendment protects the individual right, not just the collective right of the state, but the individual right of the individual to have and keep weapons for being part of the militia to defend their state and their nation, but also to defend themselves individually. They saw that individual ownership of firearms was the final protection of freedom against foreign invasion as well as against domestic tyranny. And you see, that's the second part that most people don't think about. They think, okay, yeah, it might be wise, like I guess it's in Switzerland, every able-bodied man is part of the militia until I guess age 45 or something like that, so that they're all armed, and as you've mentioned, that the crime rate in Switzerland is extremely low, because if you break into somebody's house, you know those people are well armed and they know how to use those weapons, so wouldn't even bother to think of breaking into someone's home for that reason. But the domestic tyranny, not just the foreign invasion, the domestic tyranny was in the mind of our founders an even more important reason for the Second Amendment. They recognize that the greatest danger to your liberty is not some other government across the sea or north of the border or south. The greatest enemy of your freedom is your own government. Look at the history of the bloodiest century in world history, which was the last century. The 20th century was the bloodiest century in world history. Who was the primary murderer of people in the 20th century? Was it foreign governments? No, it was the governments of those very citizens and residents of their own nation, whether it's China and the millions and tens of millions they murdered, or Stalin and the ilk in the USSR that murdered tens of millions of their own people, or Hitler, or Idi Amin, or Pol Pot. The list goes on and on of these bloody murderers, but they're murdering their own people. The government murdering their own people was the most likely way you would die by murder in the 20th century. Probably, you know, we just started the 21st century here. It might continue to be the trend. But your gravest danger to your God-given right to life is your own government. And our founders knew that. Therefore, they knew the ultimate check against the tyranny of your own government is that you be well armed. George Washington, for example, said this: firearms stand next in importance to the Constitution itself. Wow, there's a strong statement. Firearms next in importance to the Constitution. They are the American people's liberty teeth and keystone under independence to secure peace, security, and happiness. The rifle and the pistol are equally indispensable. The very atmosphere of firearms everywhere restrains evil interference. They deserve a place of honor with all that is good. It's an amazing statement when you consider what garbage you are being fed by the mainstream media day in, day out. The message is guns are bad, guns kill people, guns are dangerous. We need to confiscate everybody's guns. Nobody should have guns except the police and the army. Everybody should be disarmed. That message is preached again and again. You should, hopefully you don't watch the evening news or any of the news or read newspapers, because they're usually false representations of what's happening, but that's the message they're proclaiming again and again. Oh, another murder on the streets of your city. Here's what needs to happen. Guns need to be collected. Guns taken out of the hands of citizens. And that's exactly the opposite of the reality. Consider the city in America that has the strongest and most stringent gun control laws, Washington, D.C. It is also the murder capital of our nation.
We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution.
Speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Uncle Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. Before we go on, David, because sometimes I get so interested in what we're talking about, I forget, to give you the opportunity to get out your web page and your telephone number so people will know how they can call and get hold of you.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, at Institute on the Constitution, we know that educating Americans on the truth, what our founders designed as our form of government, giving people a working knowledge of the Declaration, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution is absolutely vital to restoring our republic. And we've put together what we call a host kit because actually you're not the one teaching this material to an audience. Dr. Eidsmo on 12 half-hour lectures, does that. Put it in a DVD or it is available VHS as well. We have a student notebook with a detailed outline of that, each of those lectures so that the students can follow along and make their own notes. In addition to that, we give the host in the host kit a series of questions that are sort of review questions after each lecture is done, that the host has the answers to those, as well as a set of test questions that the students can take during the weeks between each of those lectures to ensure that they understood, they comprehended, and they retained the material. And, of course, we've given the host the answers, so the following week the host can review those test questions to help the students retain what they learned. All of this together in our host kit makes it possible for anyone without any background. You don't have to have background in history or law or anything at all. It's probably to your advantage not to have that, because usually in those fields these days, people have been mistrained and they've got to unlearn what they supposedly learned to really understand what our founders designed. But this kit will enable you to take it to your family, to the circle of your friends, and we're very encouraged by churches across America that are using this as one of their training tools, training their members to be Christian citizens, that is, to take up the task of what we are called by God to do as citizens in these United States. And the basic thing you must do in order to function as a citizen in these United States is to know the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration. You can't do your job as a citizen without knowing the original understanding that our founders very, very clearly spelled out in the founding documents. They can contact us and purchase a host kit, calling us toll-free. They can call at 866-730-9796. That toll-free number again is 866-730-9796. Or if they prefer, they could visit our web store. Our website is iotconline.com. That's iotconline.com. And there at our web store, you'll find other materials as well to help you fulfill your task as a citizen. Dr. Stan, we're encouraged because now 50 states, in all 50 states, there's at least one class that's being conducted. Many are wrapping up right now as coming towards the Christmas season and completing those 12 studies. And those citizens who now have a grasp on this are able then to share that truth with others. And as the grass fire spreads, more and more citizens grasp these truths and begin to share them with others, we can take our country back because it is still the supreme law of the land. But the first step to take it back is to educate ourselves, then educate our family, particularly your children, the next generation, then educate your church. If you go to church, everybody in your church should know these things and be able, therefore, to function as a Christian citizen in restraining evil and returning us and restoring our constitutional republic.
Amen.
I thank you, Dr. Stan, for helping us get the word out on this, because it is, in my estimation, the greatest hope we have of restoring our republic. There's many other things, many other important things going on, but until people understand the foundation, we can't get back to the form of government our founders designed.
You're absolutely right. Go ahead.
Well, just quoted George Washington there and before the break, and it's so very important that he said, "The very atmosphere of firearms everywhere restrains evil interference." That's the opposite message that you're getting today, and you need to beware wherever you hear someone proclaiming that guns are dangerous, guns are bad, and we need to take away guns. They're saying, and you need to know this, they're saying the exact opposite of what George Washington said. The very atmosphere of firearms everywhere restrains evil interference. And Samuel Adams, often called the father of the American Revolution because of his great influence that led up to that war for independence. Samuel Adams said, "The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms." Again, a very strong, unequivocal statement. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States from keeping their own arms. And in other words, it's an absolute misinterpretation of the Constitution to have any kind of firearms regulations, controls, registration, on and on the list goes. Basically, if you inhibit the people's right to keep and bear arms, you are breaking the supreme law of the land, the U.S. Constitution. Thomas Jefferson said something equally as strong. "No free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms." That is, if you're a law-abiding citizen, you shall not be debarred use of arms. And Noah Webster, who we cited earlier in terms of his 1828 dictionary defining militia of that day, what they exactly understood, he said this, and it's very interesting to listen to his statement, because he's talking about how tyranny comes upon a nation. That if a tyrant is going to completely control a nation, he's got to do something first. He said, Noah Webster said, and this, by the way, is at the time of the convention, 1787, Noah Webster said, before a standing army or a tyrannical government can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every kingdom in Europe. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword, because the whole body of the people are armed and constitute a force superior to any band of regular or professional troops that can be on any pretense raised in the United States. Here's very interesting. What Webster's saying is that in order for tyranny to prevail, everyone must be disarmed, and the only people that have weapons will be the police and the army. And think
that's
of the message
way it is
you're hearing.
In every dictatorship. And that is why we are militarizing our police. That is why they simply passed last month, or month before last in October, legislation that allows the president to use the military against the American citizens and eliminates the posse comitatus law. The military, pardon me, the John Ashcroft Defense Authorization Act is the most devastating piece of legislation ever passed. And those of you who heard our program yesterday, I asked this gentleman who's had long-term experience with our intelligence agencies and really knows what's going on, do you anticipate that there will be civilian unrest in this country? And that is the reason they passed this legislation that effectively does away with posse comitatus and allows them to use the military against the American people. And this man, who has connections all throughout the world, you know, and knows what's going on because he was for many years a high official of the CIA, said, yes, that was one of the most important things we brought out yesterday. Everything that is being done is because they know what lies ahead. They just don't want you to know. Go ahead, David.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly why they're preparing the way for tyranny, and we should resist and restore the republic.
And the question is, what are the people, good people, going to do? They're going to stand on their feet and say no, or get on their knees and say yes? We'll be right back.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I just started my own business and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney, and we're wrapping up this morning's program. Go ahead, David. We've got another 6 or 7 minutes.
Okay, and so the Second Amendment is absolutely vitally important to our freedoms, as God has given us these freedoms and these liberties, and the Second Amendment is designed to protect us against a tyrannical government taking away those freedoms and liberties. The Third Amendment is often not mentioned or talked about or thought about much because it harks back to a day when it was quite common for armies to use people's homes. If you travel around my part of the country, you'll go to the historic sites for the American Revolution, and you'll discover that such and such house was used as the headquarters by George Washington and so forth and so on. And the quartering of troops in people's homes was a British practice of forcing private citizens to house soldiers. And it was one that was widely abused, because you can imagine a family of husband, wife, a couple of kids, and 10 soldiers living in their house. Who's going to be running the household? Who's going to be calling the shots in that household? It's literally the soldiers who have invaded the home and are using the home for their quarters. And so there was tremendous abuses of this that took place. There was the rape of daughters and rape of wives and destruction of property, all these things that were quite common in the British Empire and were quite common during the War for Independence. Not on the American side, that is, the American troops did not do this to people's homes. They had respect for people's property, but the British troops certainly did so again and again throughout the colonies. And I grew up just outside of Pennington, New Jersey, and there was a terrible rape that took place there of all the young women in that town during the War for Independence by the British. And this was very typical of the British. You could say it was almost a method of terror, terrorizing the citizenry into subjection and so on. And so the Third Amendment is designed to prohibit this practice, prohibit the quartering of troops in private homes unless the owner consented. That is, this is the way it was done for the Americans. George Washington would use someone's home only with their consent. He would not say, "You're going to give me your home whether you want it or not." Because, you see, our form of government, as the Declaration clearly states, recognize that everyone has a God-given right to own property. It's not the government's property, it's your property. And the government can only use your property if you grant it permission to do so. And so the Third Amendment, although often not thought about or mentioned, or you won't find much written on the Third Amendment, it was a very important point in their day because it secured the right to private property, and that the government had no right to control or tell you what to do, and certainly not to house someone that you did not choose to house on your private property. Interesting thing going on in our day is that this Third Amendment is being challenged by Ted Kennedy, the murderer from Chappaquiddick there. He wants to house illegal aliens, that is, people who've come into our country illegally. He wants to house them in everyone's home. As a matter of fact, he's put together a piece of legislation to do exactly that, forcing American citizens to house illegal aliens in their house. Of course, he's never going to have them in his house, but he wants to force the rest of us to have these illegals in our homes. And when he debated this and put it on the floor, he said, "Anybody that opposes this piece of legislation is a racist and a bigot." Wow, those are common terms to attack our freedoms, but it's that basic same principle. Who owns the property? Is it you? If you own your property free and clear, or does the government own your property?
And I would just comment that in the year 2003, the Bush Family Foundation gave the reward for the Man of the Year to none other than that great American patriot and humanitarian, a white Ted Kennedy.
Yeah.
2003. Why would the Bush, who were supposedly, a Republican family and conservative, give their Family Foundation award to Ted Kennedy? I mean, one of the most despicable men in the world who wants to take away your private property and house aliens in your home, people who are here illegally. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world gone mad, and the only people who really understand what's going on are a few of us, and everybody thinks we're crazy. But pick up this story, David.
So, although the Third Amendment doesn't receive much attention, it certainly should in this day and age when our property rights are under attack. And we know property rights are under attack from the Supreme Court's evil decision in New London v. Kelo, and the decision that basically a government can steal your property if they think they're going to get more tax revenue from another owner of that property. This is completely, completely, horrendously opposed to everything our founders stood for. That was the kind of practice of King George III, to steal people's property like that. And Americans should not lay down and let this happen. We must resist, and we must rise up and say, no, these Supreme Court justices that voted so should be impeached, because property rights are sacred. Our founders said that these are God-given rights. Any government that opposes these is tyrannical, and we need to understand a tyrannical government is one that is opposing God, basically. A government that has set itself up as God, above the law of God, that it is God itself. And that's kind of hard for most Americans to think, that their government in Washington, D.C., has come to such an idolatrous position that it begins to view itself as God. But we need to understand that's really, really what's going on in the minds, the wicked minds of these black-robed judges in the Supreme Court, who said that the governments can steal your property anytime they want. We know that they have no respect for the rest of the people. They have no respect for anyone else's rights. They are tyrants and need to be put out. And in order to do that, we've got to educate millions of Americans about these very same principles we're talking about on this show. And again, I encourage each of your listeners to get a copy of our host kit, because that will enable them to communicate and disseminate this truth. And we've got to do it a grassroots method. It's never going to come through the major media, never going to be published in most avenues that people today look for. We've got to do it person to person, group to group, church to church across America.
And let's get your telephone number out one more time.
And that toll-free number is 866-730-9796. That number is 866-730-9796, or our website is IOTConline.com.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you, Dr. Stanton. God bless you for your work.
I appreciate everything you're doing, and I think it's so important that people understand. If we're not involved in trying to preserve our freedom, who will be? Until tomorrow, thanks again. Bye-bye.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniel Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and it the only way we are going to save America is to convince the American people they've been lied to, that the media is controlled. There really are people who want to destroy our freedom and are using our military and financial power to bring about this one world government and enslave our people. And they're moving very rapidly to consolidate dictatorial power over the United States, which is what the Military Commissions Act and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act were really all about. And now we learn that they can listen to our conversations in our home. If you have a cell phone there, you don't have to have it turned on. They can switch on the microphone. They can listen to everything you say. They were doing that with the FBI agents. Finally, the FBI was doing that with the mafia. And this recently came out. They've suppressed this fact for a long time. It accidentally came out in a court case. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, long-term planning to use your cell phone, not only to know exactly where you are, but they, through a remote control, can switch on a microphone in your computer, find me in your cell phone, and listen to what you're saying. Do you think that this is just accidental? Understanding we're dealing with wicked people who have no human compassion and are doing everything they can to poison our children and to destroy us and our freedom. Really, one issue, if we could convince people they've been lied to about water fluoridation. We've got two great videos, I should say DVDs. One, of course, is Your Drinking Water Safe? And the other is the recent one, Let the Truth Be Told. They're poisoning us with our vaccines. They know what they're doing. You need to get the new one on thimerosal. Just ask for the DVD on thimerosal. And, of course, the other DVD is the smoking tooth. And you'll actually see what is venting off the mercury fillings in your mouth that are being used to poison you. They know what they're doing. And then, of course, you need to get My Talk. It's available on VHS. It's called The Hidden Agenda, and you can get that along with our syllabus. We have so much information. If we could just convince people about the danger of immunizations, they're lying to us about the influenza vaccine. The big campaign, everybody is to get their influenza vaccine. Not only does it give a tremendous amount of money to the drug companies, which are part of the problem, the pharmaceutical companies, but it poisons our children. Probably one of the most efficient things we have right now is the VHS by Dr. Ayoub, and that VHS is simply on the influenza vaccine and why they're giving it to our children and to the elderly and what it does to fertility. All of these things attack fertility. Fluoride attacks fertility. Mercury attacks fertility. Aspartame attacks fertility. It's all about population control. And we're not having the children, so we're having to bring in the immigrants from other countries, encourage illegal immigration, so we can have a multicultural, multilingual society with people who have no understanding of what freedom is about, and because of that, freedom will soon be lost. There'll be conflict. But don't you worry, they're three steps ahead of us. They're already refurbishing the Japanese concentration camps they used back in 1942 to put the Japanese in. They're putting out $80 million to do that. Why? Oh, we don't ever want people to remember what a terrible thing that was. If you believe that, you believe anything. They're doing that for you, ladies and gentlemen. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Our provision protection.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Come and celebrate Hanukkah with the Beth Messiah Congregation on Shabbat, Saturday, December the 16th, 10:30 a.m., located at 8333 Acoma Way. Bring your 9-branch tanakias and your delicious latkes.